This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Britain's Labour Party has swept to power after more than a decade in opposition, as a jaded electorate handed the party a landslide victory. British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak says the British people have delivered a sobering verdict as he conceded to the Labour Party. With more than two-thirds of the results counted, Labour had secured enough seats to form a majority government. But Labour also faces a mammoth task of reinvigorating a stagnant economy and a dispirited nation. King's College of London Professor Annan Menon told the Associated Press Britain needs more stability.
We've got used to politics as pantomime, a very unstable Conservative Party with lots of infighting, with lots of ministerial churn, with no stability. I think we're going to have to get used again to relatively stable government with ministers staying in power for quite a long time and with government able to think beyond the very short term.
Labour leader Keir Starmer will have officially become Prime Minister later Friday, leading his party back to government less than 5 years after it suffered its worst defeat in almost a century. Starmer will take office just hours after the votes are counted, with Sunak shown the door. U.S. President Joe Biden is opening a critical stretch in his efforts to salvage his teetering re-election campaign. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
I'm not going anywhere.
President Biden at a July 4th barbecue on the White House South Lawn. But sources tell AP his re-election bid's under great pressure, with some financial backers canceling fundraisers. California Governor Gavin Newsom offered a forceful defense at a Democratic event in Michigan, maintaining President Biden has the record and energy to win and the character to lead. Newsom's been mentioned as a possible replacement if Biden ends his campaign and was asked whether he would back Vice President Kamala Harris.
I'm not going to play into that. Joe Biden's our president. He said he's all in. I doubled down, sent him all in.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
This is VOA News. Polls opened in Iran Friday for a runoff presidential election that will test the clerical ruler's popularity amid voter apathy at a time of regional tensions and a standoff with West over Tehran's nuclear program. State TV said polling stations open their doors to voters at 8 a.m. local time, but are usually extended until late as midnight. The final result will be announced Sunday, although initial figures may come out sooner. The runoff follows a June 28th ballot with historic low turnout, where over 60% of Iranian voters abstained from the election for successor to Abram Raisi, who, following his death in a helicopter crash. Low participation is seen by critics as a vote of no confidence in the Islamic Republic. The vote is a tight race between low-key lawmaker Masoud Pezeshkian, the sole moderate in the original field of four candidates, and hardline former nuclear negotiator Saeed Jalili. While the poll will have little impact on the Islamic Republic's policies, the president will be closely involved in selecting the successor to Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, Iran's 85-year-old supreme leader who calls the shots in the all-state matters. Hezbollah militants fired more than 200 rockets into Israel Thursday, the day after Israel killed a senior Hezbollah commander. AP correspondent Joe Fetterman has more.
I'm not going anywhere.
Hezbollah militants have fired over 200 rockets into northern Israel. This is one of the heaviest barrages in nearly 9 months of fighting and comes a day after Israel killed a senior Hezbollah commander in Lebanon. Hezbollah began attacking Israel almost immediately after Israel's war with Hamas erupted last October 7th. Hezbollah says the fighting will not end until there's a ceasefire in Gaza. Now, ceasefire talks have repeatedly faltered in recent months, but there are some new signs for optimism. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he is dispatching a team of negotiators to meet with international mediators to resume ceasefire talks.
That's AP's Joe Fetterman reporting. Brazilian police have indicted former Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro for money laundering and other crimes. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
According to inside sources, former Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro is being indicted by police for alleged money laundering and criminal association. The second charge is in connection with undeclared diamonds the far-right leader received from Saudi Arabia during his time in office. In March, Bolsonaro was indicted for falsifying his COVID vaccine records and those of family members, saying if he's out of the political game, then he'll just be a citizen. He lost a re-election bid in 2022 and then was banned from seeking political office for 7 years because his supporters stormed federal buildings. I'm Jackie Quinn.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.